Thank you. try that shit again.
Victor, get him out of here! God!
City. The primary purpose of the talks is to determine whether or not American servicemen are still being held as prisoners of war in Vietnam. In recent months, American veterans organizations have increased their demands for information regarding some 2,500 American servicemen who did not return home from the war in Vietnam. The fate of these missing in action Americans still remains uncertain today. Reported sightings of foreign prisoners being held in Vietnam have resulted in greater efforts to resolve the MIA issue once and for all. Senator Maxwell Porter, head of the U.S. delegation to Vietnam, expressed guarded optimism that the talks would result in shedding some light on this unresolved issue. Porter cautioned, however, that progress would probably be slow and painstaking.
You give off bad vibes, Shocker.
Was it something I said?
In fact, my vibro-shock power lets me vibrate out of any trap.
The next reunion will be your last.
Visit a maximum security prison.
It's the Shocker. He's making a break.
Spider-Man put me in that hole, Barcroft, and now I'm going to get even.
as you may recall, himself masterminded an escape of Americans from a Vietnamese prison camp and has maintained that the camp in which he was held was not the only one in Vietnam. Though he has never been able to offer any proof of his allegations, Braddock has been known as one of the most outspoken proponents of the theory that American prisoners are still being held in Vietnam today. Braddock has, however, refused all recent offers to speak to servicemen's organizations on the subject of MIAs and has completely withdrawn from any public discussion of the MIA controversy. The American delegation had hoped that Braddock's presence at the talks would increase their ability to negotiate.
This is Braddock.
Vietnamese government will never buy it. People in these photos could be damn near anybody.
Including American MIAs.
Now listen, even our own experts agree that that's only a 50-50 chance. You can imagine what their people are gonna say. We're gonna need something a hell of a lot stronger than that if we're gonna make an impression on them.
Isn't that why Colonel Braddock is alone? Has irrefutable evidence?
Some piece of irrefutable evidence. Just look at the way the son of a bitch is dressed.
Who am I trying to impress, Senator?
I am General Tran. Welcome to the People's Republic of Vietnam.
It's a pleasure, General. I'd like to introduce you to Anne Fitzgerald, State Department.
Ms. Fitzgerald, welcome.
Colonel James Braddock.
Ah, Colonel Braddock, I've heard much about you. Welcome to the People's Republic of Vietnam.
Colonel. Damn embarrassment, Braddock.
That's why I'm here, Senator.
Something I've been wondering. What made you change your mind? I mean, we must have asked you 20 times.
I've got my reasons.
Nice to have you with us. Senator Porter, we all know that Colonel Braddock was brought here only in an attempt to embarrass my government.
That's not true, General.
But I believe that once the real reason for his extended imprisonment is revealed, the world will take quite a different view of him. Mr. Cielo.
Colonel Braddock.
These people were eyewitnesses to some of the war crimes committed by Colonel Braddock against the people of Vietnam. Innocent women, children, and old men were his victims. You have their sworn statements in front of you.
Talk to you.
What did he say?
He said he understands and it's okay.
Colonel Braddock, is it not true that during the war there was a price on your head of $5,000?
It was more like 20,000.
What?
Why don't you tell us why there was a price on my head?
Well, your war crimes, of course.
For killing assholes like you.
The atrocities as documented in front of you were the real reasons why Colonel Braddock was held here. He was not a prisoner of war, but a common criminal.
Here. Thanks. I see you've come up in the world.
You get out of this country once, Colonel. You might not be so lucky this time.
Trainers have been arms about your behavior this afternoon. Porter called Washington trying to get you recalled. And the president is outraged publicly.
Ah, Miss Fitzgerald, you look lovely tonight. Colonel Braddock, there is a question I've been wanting to ask you. Is it true that you let 10 of your men die in prison, all because you alone refused to admit your war crimes?
Yeah.
the most undiplomatic man I have ever met.
I'm not running for office. Besides, you don't know anything about me.
Oh, well, let's see. James Thomas Braddock, 38 years old, colonel in the Army Special Forces, retired. Prisoner of war for 8 months, missing in action for 7 years, escaping last year. And you are now in Saigon at the request of the president to see if there are any more Braddocks in Vietnam.
Like I said, you don't know anything about me.
How about a nightcap?
Yeah, sure. I'll see you in a few minutes, huh?
Champagne's getting warm.
Oh, yeah.
It's been quite a day.
Yeah, it should be quite a night, too.
Now look, Braddock, just what do you think you're doing?
What does it look like? Would you mind? I'm a little on the shy side.
I don't believe this. Look, Braddock, I invited you up here for a nightcap, not... Jim! What the hell is this?
I'm gonna take a look around Saigon. See how it's changed since the war.
We are not supposed to leave the hotel without an escort. Jim, do you hear me?
I won't be gone long.
I'm supposed to be keeping you out of trouble. Anyway.
Fly.
Bastard.
Mà tôi đang mà chịu không?
Thì đánh em mà đánh ở đâu?
Nhà tao cũng được, mày cũng được, ăn thua gì mà nhà thằng Tư.
Ê, đi lên đây có cái gì đằng này đây nè. Ê, không có gì hết à?
Đừng làm biết cho nội, lại nó coi chút xíu đi.
Đi đi đi, lại đằng này coi.
Đằng này coi gì đâu?
À, coi cẩn thận nha. Đêm nay phải khác cẩn thận nha.
Bỏ đi rồi.
Được rồi, nhưng mà phải lỡ hỏi thằng này coi.
Thôi đi cha.
Ê, là tối nay gác đàng hoàng nha mày. Ờ. Được rồi, đi đi đâu này đi.
chưa? Bây giờ đi đâu?
Đi đâu cũng được, đi đâu tao đi đó.
Tao đi quân bài.
Ờ, đi bài, tao đánh bài luôn.
Đi theo tao.
Được.
Anh xuống đây.
Được rồi.
Chạy đi. Now, where are the American MIAs?
I don't know. I don't know. There is a camp, the Delta region.
Where?
Donghai. 8 kilometers from.
Thank you.
couldn't have. Don't spare me. I gave you the information. I gave it. That's all I know.
Marika. Been here with you all night.
That's right.
How very convenient.
Yes, isn't it?
You leave tomorrow, or you not leave at all.
I wish you didn't have to go.
Nothing I can do here.
Jim, why Bangkok?
I have to look up a friend. An old army buddy.
Oh, meet a nice girl, sir. It's $10. Totally cheap.
Speak English?
You bet.
I'm looking for a friend.
Why isn't everybody? You must be a good friend.
His name's Tucker. Jack Tucker. Wrong answer.
It's probably at Madame Pearl's whorehouse down the road.
Thanks.
Come back soon.
Patpong Road. I'm looking for Jack Tucker. Is he around?
He'll be here in a moment.
Thanks. How's it going, Tuck?
Braddock, what the hell are you doing here?
I want to rent your boat.
Oh, shit. We better talk later.
How much?
$5,000. $4,000.
I didn't hear you.
$2,000.
Did you say 1,000?
No.
money?
Yeah, $1,000.
That's what I thought you said. Come on.
What the hell you need my boat for anyway?
Going back to Nam. Rescue some MIAs.
Oh, shit, Braddock. You're crazy. said we're going back.
You owe me, Tuck. I need your help.
Yeah? I owe you. More than once. All right, you bet. I'll take you in. But I'm not going ashore. Okay?
Okay.
Cigarettes and booze for years. My new Southern Belle is one of the fastest boats in the water around here. There she is.
What the hell is that?
Like my daddy always said, don't believe everything you see. Discourages pirates.
Teresa Becker.
The Detroit diesel, turbocharged, 650 horsepower. We can hit 21 knots, we have to. M16s, grenades, C4, LAW, playing for keeps. And what the hell do you need an assault raft for?
The camp's in the Delta. A raft is the easiest way in.
How come you never mentioned getting out?
We can hit the camp without raising an alarm. We'll go back the same way we came.
Oh, that's nice. And if not?
We'll think of something.
Look, you want to do me a favor? Next time I ask you something about the mission, you don't tell me nothing, okay? I'd rather not know.
There is something else.
What?
We could use a long-range chopper as a backup.
Now, how in hell are we supposed to manage that?
We'll think of something.
Gentlemen, I can help you with everything, even the M60, but not the raft.
Bullshit, Carlos. We both know you got one.
Got one? Sure, I got one. I got the only one in all Thailand. But if you got the money, that's the question.
Let's see the sucker first, huh? Then we'll talk money.
There she is, young. Quite a unique weapon, eh? She can run 60 miles an hour. And with her mufflers on, no one can hear you coming.
Yeah, too bad a single bullet for out of commission.
Young. Very expensive. Same material your bulletproof vests are made out of. Could stop anything short of a grenade.
How much?
$20,000 for the raft. The rifles and ammunition, I throw it free.
Five.
Don't be ridiculous. There is nothing like her in all of Southeast Asia.
Seven.
17. 15, no less.
Deal.
If I get this helicopter of yours, are you willing to pay?
I didn't figure it was free.
Okay then. What about the marking? US?
Doesn't matter. Just make sure I can count on the pilot.
Look around, my friend. In this place, you can count on people doing anything for money.
Hey, hop in.
Come on, we're leaving early. Get dressed.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Tới đi, tôi đang cầm.
Không. Đó là chủ vết, chính tôi, đúng không ai? Tôi không vậy. Bỏ cho tôi không biết hả? Bỏ cho tôi không biết.
Thank you.
Get the hell out of here.
You're crazy, Brad.
Maybe.
What happens if you have to fight and navigate at the same time?
I'll figure something out.
You already have, son of a bitch. God damn it. You knew there was no way in hell I'd let you in there alone once we got here, didn't you? Well, just get one thing straight. I'm only here to operate the damn raft. That's it, period. Not getting out of the goddamn thing for any reason. Give us 14 hours. If I don't make it back, the bell's yours. For anyway, coming back on the raft.
We're lucky. If not, I don't think our guy's gonna be in much condition to swim out to the boat.
Again. Do we run or fight?
We don't have a choice now.
One click north of here. I'll go the rest of the way on foot. Thanks for coming this far.
Do I have a choice?
Yeah, you did.
Watch your ass!
Thank you. dành dụng không biết bao nhiêu. Làm hết.
Mà cái đồ không?
Sergeant Dean, Black Panther Rangers. You are after the Americans?
Yeah, where are they?
They have moved less than 3 hours ago, somewhere farther inland.
You know which road they took?
There is only one road that connects with Highway 1. It follows the river all the way. You are going after them?
Chúng tôi bằng nó, lắng lắng mày. Chúng tôi đi mày.
Chúng tôi đi.
Chúng tôi đi.
Thank you.
guys are going home.
We're going home?
Damn right. Catch up.
Out you go. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Can you make it?
We'll make it.
Thank you.
government is extremely gratified to be able to put this issue to rest once and for all. Deny that there are any living MIAs in the People's Republic of Vietnam.